Thanks so much. It's a joy to join with everyone this evening. And what's on my heart is just to pray for revival as we think about the condition of the church and the needs of the world. We certainly see a great need for a move of God. And I love the Lord Jesus because he saved me from a life of violence and terrorism. And I'm just so grateful for his grace and his mercy in my own life. And I think about so many who have no relationship with him tonight and just want to call out to him about that. And I'm grateful that he is building his church and has promised that he'll do that and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So as I look at the condition of things, it would be easy to be discouraged. And we see right after 9/11, all the churches in North America were full, but we had nothing to give to people. And we spoke in just ambiguous terms, and what was needed was a clear presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, calling people to biblical repentance and the forgiveness of sins in the power of the Holy Spirit. So my heart is burdened tonight as we pray. When I look at the low condition of the church and the wounded hearts and lives that make up the church, we desperately need revival. And the conditions that we see both in the church and the world show us just so many self-inflicted wounds because we've trusted our own abilities and our knowledge and our programs and our human control of things when we really need a massive turning to God in repentance. But I'm encouraged as we pray for revival tonight, because when the Lord comes in revival and touches his people, he can do more in 5 minutes than we can do in 500 years. And I'm thankful when he comes, there's always the manifest presence of God, where we see just God at work in the strength of his power and in his glory. Thankful, too, that when revival comes, there's hearts that are obedient to his word, and there's a sense of conviction of sin and repentance in human lives. Thankful that when we see revival, there's life in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ in the church, and there's effective evangelism once again. And, of course, these are things that we all long to see in our day and in our society and in the world. So in times when I've had the privilege to just see God move in revival in this manifest way, it's just thrilling to see an honest brokenness over sin and open repentance to God, this holy and righteous Lord to whom we must all one day give an account. How wonderful to know that revival is not just a concept on the pages of the books of history, but it's the living work of God day by day, daily in hearts. And I'm thankful to be with you this evening, thankful to be a part of Canadian Revival Fellowship, where our whole thrust is to deal with the root of sin and not just the symptoms of it, as is so often the case. And I'm encouraged tonight to pray for revival through the Word of God, because I look, for instance, at the life of Ezekiel, who was given such a terribly hard task to speak to the people of Israel in times where hearts were hard and their condition was backslidden. And yet when you get to Ezekiel 43, brothers and sisters, we see that God brought him to the eastern gate and he saw the glory of God return to the city of God. And that's what's longing in my heart tonight, to see a return of the glory of God to his church and to his people here in North America and around the world. And I love what the Lord did to Ezekiel in those days, and pray that he would do it in my life and in our lives in these days. God gave him a fresh vision of his glory, and he gave him a fresh filling of his Holy Spirit, and he gave him a fresh word from the Lord, from God's own heart. And that's what gives us strength to step on and to trust him. And it is also encouraging to pray for revival these days, because there's a rising interest amongst young people. And that is such an encouragement. As we look at history, we see that it's often a young generation who are burdened for the real thing, for a real touch of God, to know the real power of the cross, who have reached out in prayer and touched the heart of God. So God bless you, young people who are on this call tonight. And as J. Edwin Orr has said, when God wants to do something, he first sets his people praying. And so we must pray. So my brothers and sisters, let me just lead us off in prayer. Father, what a privilege to come before you tonight. Thank you for the technology that allows us to do so. Thank you, God, for who you are, for the sovereignty and the glory and the majesty of your nature. Thank you, Father, for the splendor of the one who is the Lord our God. And we worship you this evening and cry out to you, Lord. Oh, God, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Father, that you would move in the strength of your power, that the church would hear once again the voice of the Spirit saying, awake, awake, put on the strength of your power. Lord, how we long for these days when the manifest presence of God is so strong in the church that even worldly people passing by are overcome with a sense of sin and the sin nature within them and come to the foot of the cross in repentance to seek you. Lord, we are crying out unashamedly that you would touch in a mighty way all across this continent. We ask, Father, that you would cause a great revival to come and a great awakening amongst those who are far away from the Lord Jesus tonight. Father, would you forgive us for our sin? So often there is apathy in our hearts. So often, Lord, there is pride. So often, Father, there is lust. So often there are these things like greed and evil thinking that go on time after time and day after day. Lord, we desperately need a cleansing and a move of your Spirit to cleanse away the things that cloud our eyes and move our hearts from being completely in the hand of the Lord our God. Father, thank you that throughout Scripture and throughout church history, you have never left us. You have fulfilled the promise of your word. Thank you that you are dependable. Thank you that you call us to repentance of sin. And you call us to holiness of life. And you call us, Father, to be witnesses to the gospel of your truth. So, Lord, we would begin this evening just by crying out to you. Father, would you grant to us the spirit of prayer, the spirit of supplication, so that we may indeed touch the throne of the living God and pray back to you, as our brother has said, those things that are on your very heart this night. Lord, we do not want to be overwhelmed by the sense of sin, but overawed by the sense of your majesty and your glory and your ability. So, Father, we cry out to you in the name of Jesus, through the shed blood of Calvary's cross, that you would move and do a work in each of our hearts, in our churches, in our communities, in the cities across our countries, and around this world, Father, for your glory and for your name's sake, we pray, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.